apart from hacking, we also have issues with malware, Trojans being deployed to attack customers' computers.
Please, can you describe an actual event and how you were able to solve that issue?
It was a report when the customer complained to the bank, explaining about money being taken from the account, and the bank had to investigate. It was through a hacking attempt, which amount was able to transfer from the customer's account into a different account, which was based in a different country.
We also hear about concepts like 419 Sakawa in Ghana. Are they part of the security threats you have to deal with?
Yes, Sakawa, that is the local name given to internet fraud activities, and 419 is a Nigerian sort of cyber criminality. Even just the terminology entering into the discourse internationally means it's a problem that needs to be addressed. And as I'm speaking, there are merchants in Europe, retailers, online e-commerce platforms, which are not accepting credit card payment from Ghana or Nigeria. So the Sakawa and 419 phenomenon is obviously harming the economies of West Africa.
Some payment from Africa, you know, they are rejected on the international arena.
You know, we have international merchants who set their own rules. For example, Amazon, they have got their own sort of policies. So they will be able to change their policies only when they've seen improvement. So the solution rests here. I mean, the government putting measures in place, cybersecurity policing, law enforcement, and also policies to address those issues.
Well, I'm thinking that you first have to propose an idea to help combat these problems, yes, and then government will come in with the necessary legal backing.
I can assure you we've started boldly. My organization have entered into collaborative partnership with the CID to build capacity, because we need to train detectives who will be able to assist with policing, being interact with key government players in the sector, making our expertise available to assist in policy, legal, and we've also been assisting developing cybersecurity courses.
Do West African governments have the skill, manpower, or infrastructure to monitor highly technical and mobile financial infrastructure?
Are you talking about the crimes related to that? Well, I might say no. I think the corporate sector, they're trying to do quite well, but the government at the moment hasn't got the workforce that we need to manage the situation. People here tend to act only when problem has occurred. It's a big cultural setback. At the organizational level or the government level, we tend not to give much importance to these things unless we are personally affected. This is the challenge I'm throwing to African leaders and players, to be able to think in that perspective.
The energies of hackers, for example, could be directed towards productive ventures.
Absolutely. Some of these who have technical abilities, you just have to manage them through a program. So if a government, for example, is developing ICT infrastructure, you can always initiate a security project which will complement that project. Bring these people, and in-house, we can develop that technology to help secure ICT development in the region.